This is the VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a mistaken killing of three Israeli hostages in Gaza by Israeli soldiers broke his heart, but there would be no change in Israel's military approach. Israeli military officials say the hostages were shot and had been waving a white flag and shirtless. It's the first acknowledgement of harming any hostages in its war against Hamas. Anger over the killings is likely to increase pressure on the government to renew negotiations with Hamas over swapping more captives for Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. Around 300 people turned out Saturday to mourn 25-year-old Samir Fuad al-Talaka, one of the three who were mistakenly killed. Killings raised questions about the conduct of Israel ground troops during the offensive. Speaking to Britain's Sky News Saturday, Israeli Defense Forces Command Lieutenant Richard Heck called the shootings a tragic event and explained the Israeli military is fighting an extraordinary battle.
They are not fighting like regular soldiers. They are wearing civilian clothes. They are doing very manipulative actions on the ground, popping out of tunnels, firing from behind civilians. A tragic event. We came out and said, this is the nature of this conflict and a terrible event. We were very transparent about it, but we'll keep fighting.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin departed Saturday on a multi-day trip to the Middle East. Austin will be joined by General Charles Brown, the top U.S. general, for meetings in Israel in the coming days. In a social media post on X, formerly Twitter, Defense Chief said that he'll underscore U.S. commitments to strengthen